The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today is a Quick Tip Tuesday, and it's an important episode, so thank you for tuning in. I'll get straight to it. The first thing I want to point out is that your self-doubt is costing you money. It's costing you time, it's costing you relationships, it's costing you happiness. That self-doubt can only be replaced by belief in yourself. And belief in yourself doesn't come from standing in the mirror, looking yourself in the face, and trying to pump yourself up. Belief in yourself comes from evidence. And evidence is accrued through experience. Experience means that you're going to try, and it's not going to go well, and you're going to fix it, and you're going to live, and you're going to do it again, and it's going to go a little bit better, but it's not going to be great. But you're going to have more belief in yourself. And then you're going to do it again, and it's going to get a little better. And you're going to believe more in yourself. And you're going to do it again, and it's going to be nearly perfect. And then you're truly going to believe in yourself. And those beliefs, the beliefs that you have, are what will attract more of that to you. Because if subconsciously you don't believe that you deserve it, if you don't believe you're worth it, if you have negative beliefs, that's what you will attract more of to you. That's what you're going to attract into your life. And I know you've heard this before, but I'm asking you today to look at what's going on in your life. What's going on with your business, your opportunities, your network, the people you associate with? Are they going down the tube? Are you headed in the right direction? Or does it feel like you just get one bad break after another? Because if it does, I mean, you've got to take a look at where your subconscious is. What are you focused on? Where are your beliefs? Do you believe that things are supposed to be hard? Do you believe that things are supposed to be difficult this year? Do you believe that the economy is failing and your business is doomed? Or do you believe in yourself and you're counting your blessings? Are you trying? Are you experimenting? Are you okay with failing? Because you know that's just part of the proven path to success. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but I want you to stop talking yourself out of the success that you deserve. I want you to stop talking yourself out of who it is you're becoming. And this isn't toxic positivity talking. This is someone who has 30 years of business experience and a life that is literally outrageously amazing. You know, tonight I got a text message from a friend of mine who, you know, it's one of those friends who's successful, but also it feels like about every 3 or 4 months, there's another catastrophe in their business, another catastrophe personally. And this person texted me and said, "Do you ever feel like your life is just not normal or you're just destined to have bad things happen?" And I thought, wow. This is a sneak peek. Confirmation, if you will, of what I've always kind of assumed was her subconscious beliefs. And I replied in all honesty, because it's kind of the only way I know how to be with my friends. I said, "No, I don't ever feel that way. In fact, I feel the opposite. I feel like my life is so outrageously amazing. I can't even believe how many insanely good things I have in my life. I cannot believe the number of blessings I have, the people in my life, the good fortune, where I live, my relationships. I just can't believe it. I mean, I can believe it because I believe it, but it's just so much good. I'm so gratitude. I'm so filled with blessings. Like, I have so many that I want for nothing more." And I think, I know that is why blessings keep coming to me. I know this isn't the normal episode you hear on Build Your Tribe, but it just was such a reminder to get that text message from a fellow entrepreneur. It was a reminder that you might need to hear this, that the thing that might be holding you back and your business back might be you. It might be your thoughts. It might be your beliefs. And the only way we change beliefs is through action. Telling ourselves something is true doesn't change it. We have to take action. We have to see it. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to see is your blessings. Take the good, take the bad. Let's start with the bad. Take every bad thing that happened this year, quote unquote, bad thing, and I want you to identify the silver lining in it. What did you learn? What did it expose for you? What did it reveal? How did it help you to pivot, to change, to turn, to grow? I mean, how blessed are you by that growth? How blessed are we by going through difficult times so that we understand and we can truly feel and appreciate when good things happen for us? Start focusing on those things, those relationships, those opportunities that you do have, the opportunities you have in front of you to grow. I need you to believe wholeheartedly that no matter what cards you're dealt, you are going to be successful. It's your fate. It's how you were built. It's how you were wired. It's what you are destined for. You don't need an extreme breakthrough. You just need to be extremely grateful, and you need to be consistent, and you need to be disciplined. How do you know if self-doubt is standing in your way? It's really easy to know. You are filled with self-doubt if you find yourself looking at what other people are doing. If you're continually beating yourself up for not taking that risk, for going after it, for doing it sooner. If you're paralyzed by fear, if you're frozen with perfection, I can't think of anything that wastes potential more so than perfection. In fact, I don't know of a successful entrepreneur who's also a perfectionist. I don't know of one. Again, this weekend I had the opportunity to speak with a couple of friends who are entrepreneurs, and we were kind of comparing notes about people in our lives, some of whom are entrepreneurs, some who are not. And I asked this small group of friends, do any of you know a successful business person or entrepreneur who is a perfectionist? And we all agreed that we don't. We certainly know entrepreneurs who like to control some of the in details that are important to them, but definitely no one that we know is a perfectionist, or no one that we know who's successful as an entrepreneur is afraid of getting it wrong. You just can't. You can't be afraid of getting it wrong and be successful. You have to get it wrong in order to get it right. You have to pick the wrong thing to know what the right thing is. And this applies to everything. Whether you're trying to niche down and you just will not pull the trigger, oh my goodness, if I get one more message from someone who says, I just can't decide, I don't know what to do, because there's only so many ways you can say, just pick. Just pick. You might pick the wrong one. But how will you know if it's the wrong one if you never pick one? I want to scream, because I know the reason why this entrepreneur isn't succeeding is because somewhere in their childhood, they believed they had to be perfect. They had to do it bigger, better, or they're going to get in trouble. They wouldn't be loved. It wouldn't be enough. I don't know what the story is, but I do know it stems from some place earlier in your life or your childhood where you believed it had to be perfect. And unfortunately, that perfectionism is stifling your greatness. It's destroying, it's wasting your potential. You just have to go for it. You got to make it messy and make your move. And you have to believe that you deserve all the blessings you have, and you got to start seeing them. And you have to know that this is going to be the most amazing year ever. And that you deserve it. Be thankful for all of it, the highs, the lows, the lessons, the setbacks, because without those, you can't have a comeback. Be grateful for the love. Be grateful for your drive. Be grateful that you are enough. And lastly, and I can't stress how important this is, I just can't tell you enough times how critical it is that the people in your circle, and I know we can't get together with each other in person right now, but the people in your circle, the people who you're texting with, the people who you're allowing time in front of you on social media, the people whose trainings you're doing, the Zoom calls, the podcasts you're listening to. If those people don't make you want to level up, then I insist on you getting new friends, a new circle of friends, a new influence. Who you surround yourself with will dictate how high you set the bar for yourself. We believe things are possible after we've seen it with our own eyes. I mean, think about the 4-minute mile. How many hundreds of years did man try to break that record? And then the year that it was broken, I can't remember statistically because I'm just doing this off the top of my head, but that was a year that countless people broke that record because they saw someone else could do it. Anything anyone else has done, you can do too. And you can do better than that. Why not you? You have to believe it though. Surround yourself with people with that vision. I want you to wake up tomorrow morning feeling grateful. I want you to drink your water. I want you to make your plan for the day using your push journal. I want you to exercise. I want you to fill your head with positivity. I don't want you to go on social media. Not for the first half of the day. I want you to sit down with a positive mindset, and I want you to create clear goals for yourself for the next 30 days. And I want you to focus. And I want you to know that you have the ability to change the trajectory of your month, the trajectory of your year. You have the ability. You have the ability to change the trajectory of your whole life and leave a legacy for the people that you love. But it means being disciplined, and it means being in the driver's seat. It means to stop allowing yourself to float in the ocean like a boat without an oar, without a path, without a direction, and letting yourself get bumped against the waves by allowing other people to determine what your priorities are today, by allowing other people to interrupt you with social media and notifications and distractions, by allowing your own thoughts to take you off course. I want you to focus like a laser beam. You have what it takes. You always have. Now stop allowing other people to rob you of your attention and your focus and your drive, because you are capable of amazing things. You deserve an outrageously amazing life. A crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. You deserve a craffle. That's what we call it around here. But it's yours to protect. It's yours to defend. And it's yours to go get. Listen, I try to make these brief. I try to make these fun. I don't know how fun today was, but it was really important to me that I get this message to you. I don't know who needed to hear this, but I hope you did. Thanks for being here. I just want to mention to those of you who are on Instagram and trying to grow your Instagram, you probably know that Brock and I did a 5-day challenge. It was $27 and it was insane. We had like 5,000 people go through it and they were blown away. But what we've decided to do since then is, for the very same price, offer people a 30-day experience. It's called Insta Club Hub. And it's for those of you who have a small following or a large following, you've got tons of questions about Instagram. It is everything you could possibly ever need to know about Instagram. We go live twice a month. If you miss the live, it's recorded. This is an amazing membership site where once you become a member, once you join, you can log in and like any question you have, you just type it in and it will populate an answer for you that Brock or I have created very recently. And if the answer doesn't pop up, then your question will be emailed to us and we'll either record a voicemail or a video or a written reply explaining to you how to do whatever it is. Like maybe you can't figure out how to get music on your reels, or how do I get a swipe up if I don't have 10,000 followers, or how do I put a link in my IGTVs? Like every question you could have, like how do I promote my products if I'm in a network marketing organization and I don't want to turn people off? How do I get new followers? Everything you could ever possibly need to know about Instagram is covered for you. You get 2 top Instagram experts for less than $1 a day. Hey, I want you to check it out, okay? I know you'll love it. Go to InstaClubHub.com. Again, it's InstaClubHub.com. And I'd love to have you join us.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.